Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, it's Coffee Break Radio and it's another gorgeous day in Southern California. Oh my gosh, is it beautiful here. And you are going to love the person we're talking to today. I am just so excited and can't wait for you to hear all the wonderful things she's doing. But first, we're going to have some fast food. Listen to your father's advice and don't despise an old mother's experience. Proverbs 23:22. And he hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous. Proverbs 2:27. I often think about what is going to happen when I get older and won't be able to jump in my car whenever I want to and won't be able to do a lot of the things that I'm able to do today. And how am I going to then serve the Lord? And one of the words I got from him is you can always pray. You can always pray for others, which really comforted me a lot. And the lady today is going to prove to you all that no matter how old you are, you still can have an awesome impact in ministry. We're going to speak today with Carolyn Adams. Carolyn, are you there?
I sure am.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. Carolyn has a ministry where she texts words of inspiration and scripture passages to many, many, many people all over the world. And how on earth, first of all, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
How old are you?
I'm 82.
82, and you sound like you're about 50. So you're 82. How did you ever get involved in texting, for crying out loud? Mostly the people I see texting are like teenagers. How did you ever get into this?
Yeah, I hated texting. I thought I'd never want to be a part of it. Now I think it's the most glorious thing that the Lord's given me. A friend took me to Best Buy, and she was determined to get me a smartphone. Up to that point, I didn't have that. And I bought it for $50, which is unheard of today. And I spent hours on the phone at Verizon, learning how to do group texting, learning how to manipulate this thing. And so I worked very, very, very hard. And then my friend helped me make up business cards, and I'd pass cards around telling about my texting and the power of the written word. And then I just start developing a group. I started with one group. I have like 5 groups now, and they're almost filled. I'm sure I'll be going up to 6 groups because I can only do a group of 20. And I just, I've always loved sharing. I was a school teacher, retired school teacher, and I've taught Bible studies, and I just love sharing the truth of God. And so I've collected all of these periodicals or these devotionals, and many, many, many devotionals. New one comes out, I always get it. And then I'm always listening, always grabbing hold of anything I think would bless my texting family, which, by the way, I'm so eternally grateful for.
Well, before
and sometimes
you,
excuse me.
Before you go any further, how did you ever get the idea to do this? I mean, to text, because you had to have, in order to want to learn how to do texting and group texting and all that, you had to get the idea from somewhere. Oh, wait, I can text and I can text the word. Where did that come from?
Well, from my friend who took me to buy one, because that's what she had developed her own texting ministry, and she's on every media possible, Facebook, I mean, you name it, she's on it. And I have just limited my to texting, but she's the one who has been such an encouragement to me, and because virtually this is what she does also.
Okay. So how do you decide what you want to text? It seems like they come out pretty regularly, a couple of times a week. How do you decide what you want to put in on a particular day?
The Lord quickens it to me. either speaks to me, I'll say, okay, Father, after I get up in the morning and I have my intimate time with him, I'm into the Word, I take communion, and I ask the Lord, well, what do you want me to text? And he will impress upon me the one to go to, the page, the date, or he will remind me of something else. He will put in front of my face, like the last one I did, a periodical by David Wilkerson that was so perfect to this time. And a lot of times I'll go and say, oh, God, I just don't think that's the one. And then, but he won't let me do anything else. It's very evident this is what he wants to send out. And so that's how it works.
And does he turn out to be right?
Absolutely. Absolutely right, because the responses I get are absolutely amazing. They're amazing to me.
Isn't that incredible? You know, one of the things that I love about it is that you have scripture, and the scripture is from all different translations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you usually follow up with something that someone has written from a book or an article, and they're all very diverse people, like Smith Wigglesworth or
mm-hmm.
Joyce Myers
mm-hmm.
or something from the Living the Spirit-Filled Life. It's just
mm-hmm.
Graham Cook. They're all very different writers from very different perspectives, and it makes it so rich.
Well, thank you. That's exactly, I feel the same way. I am just astounded at how God orchestrates the whole thing. And I told him, if you're not going to do this, if you're not going to be edified, if you're not going to be glorified, you're not going to go with me, then I'm out of here. I don't want to do it.
Praise God for that. And you have been so consistent and so diligent.
I've tried.
Well, you really are. It's just a wonderful blessing, I'm sure, for many, many people. What kind of feedback do you get from people on this?
Oh, goodness. They'll say, like, oh, that was the perfect word at the perfect time for my life. I'm honored. I'm privileged to be able to be on your text messaging. It's exactly what I need. Oh, it affirmed exactly what God's speaking to me. Or I'm standing on that word that you sent out. Or when I'm down, I'll go to your texting, I'll reread it and regain my peace. Another one said, it makes my spirit soar. It's so inspiring. It gives me exactly what I need to hear. I mean, it is just phenomenal. And one young man said that he's so grateful. It's made such a difference in his life. It's that young man, his mother, would forward my texting to, and finally he got on my list, and it just thrills me, just thrills me.
What a wonderful thing. You must love hearing that encouragement.
Well, I really do. And then I'll find out that I haven't heard from someone for a long time. Not that I have to, but it's nice. And so I'll text them, and they'll say, oh, I love your texting. I just love it, and it's so inspiring. I'm sorry. I am really reading them all the time. I just haven't responded. So I have to go on that encouragement, too, that even though I don't hear that they are reading, they are being encouraged, they are being strengthened, and they are standing on the words. Because I always encourage, always say it is written, always start with a word, and I usually end with a prayer on that same passage that I have been quoting from.
Yeah, I love that you start, it is written. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like, okay, it makes me sit up and get ready to sit at attention. Okay, God's going to talk to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's so cute how you close it, because you sometimes will put a little human touch in the closing. You'll go, wow, or isn't that amazing? And then you just sign Carolyn. I love
mm-hmm.
it. I love it. It's just really, really wonderful.
Thank
so do you,
you
think you're going to continue doing this?
Oh, yes. I have developed what I think call my texting family, that I'm the blessed one. I am the blessed one. I never want to give it up.
Isn't, you know, and I often think about you. You are a very gifted pianist. And that's perfect training for texting. So it's like God sort of picked you because your fingers are nimble and strong and can move quickly, and this is the perfect vehicle for that.
That's interesting. I never thought of that aspect.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Now, if somebody wants to be involved in your ministry, how can they contact you?
Oh, my email is C, like Carolyn, D like David, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, C-D Adams, at cox.net. I'd love to hear from somebody.
So they can contact you there and ask to be put on the texting ministry?
Yes, and they'd have to give me their cell phone number, a vehicle by which they can receive the texting.
Great. Do you want to repeat that again so we can make sure everybody has the information?
The website or the email?
Your website.
Okay, cdadams@cox.net. And be sure to include your cell phone number that will be able to receive the texting.
Great. That's wonderful. I wanted to, one of the things that you sent out was a Lord's Prayer that was written by a 15-year-old school kid. Mm-hmm. And it is so, I mean, it just gives me chills to even read it. And I'd like to, if you don't mind, read that out loud.
I'd love it.
Or because it's so moving. This is the Lord's Prayer by a 15-year-old school kid in Minnesota who got an A for this entry. Totally awesome. This is directly from Carolyn's texting ministry. Now I sit me down to school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense, it's a freedom scene. The law's specific, the law's precise. Prayers spoken out loud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can't elect a pregnant senior queen, and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and our birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, where chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make. Should I be shot, my soul please take. That makes me weep. That our children are in such peril.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me weep. But the blessing is, without your ministry, I would have never seen that.
How lovely.
And without your ministry, it would have never gone out to our listeners. So praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
And you know what's wonderful when you were saying you're just led? Someone said the other day that the devil yells and the Holy Spirit whispers. Mm-hmm. And because the Holy Spirit whispers, it's so easy to miss it.
Absolutely.
But you know what? You're not missing it.
Hallelujah.
You're not missing it. You hear the Holy Spirit when He speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the Holy Spirit when the Lord tells you where to go, what the
mm-hmm.
topic is,
mm-hmm.
what should go in there, even when you're like thinking, man, I don't think this is a good idea right now.
That's true.
How often does that happen?
Not too often, but occasionally, yeah. And I'm taken back a little bit when I'm so well received. I thought, whoops.
How soon do you get confirmation? How soon do you get confirmation that he was on the right track?
Pretty much right away, which is quite nice. And then maybe the next day, because some people say, well, you know, I'm doing home care and I couldn't read it right away, but, oh, I'm reading it now. It's perfect, right on time. Oh, praise God, I needed to hear that. And so it will be, you know, usually right away, but not necessarily. Even a couple of days later. And then I have one fellow who, he said, your ministry ignites the poetry in me. He literally writes, the most elongated texting back, quoting scriptures, quoting his thoughts on the matter. And it's wonderful.
So you have kind of a dialogue with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Well, it really is. And I feel that I have a texting family that God's given me that will pray for me, stand up for me, that would die for me. And what a gift.
What a gift indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carolyn, it's been just wonderful talking to you today. Thank you so much for coming out and sharing this wonderful ministry with us. And may God bless you. And I hope you can text for many, 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 many more years.
And so do I. Thank you. It's been a privilege.
Thank you. Bye-bye.